Foxton Readers. Level 3. Pocahontas. By C.S. Woolley. Read by Sally Cave. Copyright Foxton Books, 2017. Chapter 1. Pocahontas was a clever and pretty girl. Her father was called Powhatan. He had many names and titles. His people sometimes called him Otaniak, sometimes Mamwatonic, and Waun Senasork. He was chief because he was born to the chief. He had more land than his father because he had won wars. The chiefs of other lands had lost their land to him. Others called him a friend, so he did not fight them. He had several camps. He lived in different ones at different times. Wherever he lived, he was with all his wives and a guard of bowmen. When he was bored with a wife, he gave her to his favourite warriors. Then he would choose a new wife from the beautiful young girls of the Indian tribes. All his people obeyed him with fear and love. They gave him anything he wanted when he asked for it. His people brought him gifts and were scared if he was unhappy. He gave harsh punishments to those who broke the law. His warriors beat some people to death in front of him. They tied some to trees and cut them up like meat, joint by joint. They broiled others to death on burning coals. Now I will tell you what the Indian people looked like and how they acted. Powhatan's people had their own religion. It wasn't like Christianity. They had priests that did magic. They didn't have churches. They had houses that they used for their faith. They kept lots of drawings in the houses and did their magic in them. They didn't pray to their gods to help them, but to stop evil. They didn't believe in heaven or hell. Captain Smith wrote about one of their magic spells. In this spell, they killed some of their children for their gods. Parson Whitaker, who calls the Indians naked slaves of the devil, also says, they killed adults and children for their gods. Parson Whitaker sent a picture of their god to England. He said, their priests are like our English witches. They call them quokkasaws. The men of Jamestown believed that the Indian priests were like witches and that they controlled the weather. The Indians had red skin that made them different from the white men of Jamestown. The first Englishmen to go to Virginia all thought that the Indians were born with white skin. Then their skin turned red because they put red cream on it. They thought the cream was made from roots and dirt. The white men thought that the Indians used the cream to stop mosquito bites. The Indians loved pretty things like earrings and necklaces.